Former Texas Secretary of State Hope Andrade said it's no accident that Abbott picked San Antonio to hold the victory celebration. She said it's a city that's close to his heart, and it's also key towards helping the Texas Republican Party win a greater share of the Hispanic vote.
I think it's a great time of opportunity for us as Latinos to be heard. If this is what Greg Abbott wants is our vote, then he's listening to us. And I will tell you, by him being here, it's proof that he is listening to us.
After serving as Texas Attorney General for the last 12 years, Abbott and his supporters were nothing but confident as they watched the returns. Primary night was a simple formality for Abbott. There were three other names listed on the ballot for the Republican nomination for governor: Lisa Fritz, Miriam Martinez, and Cecede Kilgore. But with the release of the early voting tallies, it was immediately clear that nothing was going to keep Abbott from the nomination. When Abbott did take the stage, he told the crowd of about 300 supporters about his plans for winning the governor's mansion with an appeal towards greater diversity in the Texas Republican Party.
And now, later this year, when I raise my right hand and take the oath of office, my wife will make history in the state of Texas by being the first Latina First Lady for the great state of Texas.
Without mentioning the Democratic nominee, Wendy Davis, by name, Abbott did target her and work on defining the general election as being about small government versus big government.
Well, now that the primaries are over, it's time that we turn our eyes toward the general election. And the question arises, what direction will be the best direction for the future of the state of Texas? Some answer that question by demanding more government. We have seen that more government leads to more spending, which leads to more taxes, which would lead to the devastation of the economic miracle that Texas has created that has elevated our state to the pinnacle of the United States of America. And I say no way to bigger government in the state of Texas.
Abbott also sketched out his vision for education for Texas. He pledged to keep C-SCOPE and Common Core out of Texas, and he says he wants to make the state's education system number one in the nation. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.